Okay, back to bed.
And welcome to the inaugural episode of the Procrastination Podcast.
Procrastination.
Procrastination.
Ten-nation.
The 10 being emphasized because this will be a 10-minute podcast.
This is a 10-minute podcast with my co-host, Jason.
And this is Daniel. Actually, that's Daniel.
Yeah, you bet. This is not Jason. You're definitely not Daniel.
No, never. Could be Daniel. You're too pretty.
You're full of crap.
We basically want to have this podcast because we want to talk about the things that are allowing us to procrastinate, that are making us procrastinate, and that are generally wasting our times and that you might enjoy as well.
You're probably procrastinating with the same stuff that we are.
In fact, if you're listening to this podcast, you're procrastinating now.
You are part of the procrastination.
Dirty people.
Wow. We haven't been doing this for less than a minute, and it immediately took a turn for the worse.
Give it time.
Yes. Yes. Without question. Yeah, this is our show where we're going to talk about all the stuff. Games, comic books, movies.
TV,
Jason's
wrestling.
Jason's adult fantasy novels.
It's fan fiction, sir.
Well, whatever you want to call
it. Rough, brutal Harry Potter fan fiction.
There's pirates involved. Always.
Anything I do has pirates involved. Always.
But this is our inaugural show.
We just kind of want to introduce what we do and who we are and kind of what we geek out about. So you go first, sir.
Well,
not that I gave you any warning that I was going to say you go first, sir.
I like how he threw it on me. Yeah, but I am an old school comic book junkie, a video game nerd, and occasionally get lost in the most random shows on Netflix.
I am probably foremost a movie nerd. A general geek and pop culture nerd, and then lots of binge-watching useless crap on Netflix.
Or YouTube. I fall down that rabbit hole frequently.
Amazon Prime.
Oh, yep, that's another one.
And because I'm scamming an HBO Go account. HBO Go occasionally.
You borrow my WWE Network login.
And your Hulu. I don't pay for shit. Except for
Netflix.
Completely
worthless. He didn't pay for anything.
Except for Netflix. So and Amazon Prime.
Has anything been helping you procrastinate recently?
Okay, so the wife and I just finished House of Cards.
I haven't even started to touch that one yet.
Oh, dear God, it's good. They have 5 seasons up. Netflix has not greenlit a 6th season. And we finished it last night, and we were both like, okay, when is the next season drop? And they haven't announced. And I'm like, assholes.
See, that's what just happened with me with Castlevania on Netflix.
Was it good? I haven't watched that
yet.
It
was great, but the episodes are only 22, 24 minutes long, and there's 4 of them for the season, so...
Seriously?
You get left high and dry fairly quickly.
Like a Castlevania game.
Yes. Yes, exactly like the game.
No, see, Castlevania, though, had a good ending. The games actually had good endings.
It has been a long time since I finished a Castlevania game.
For what they were back in the day, video games ended well. It's modern video games that I sometimes have an issue with.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that. They taper off and it seems like they lose their way after you reach the climax, which is usually always great.
The climax?
Yeah. See, I knew it doesn't take him long.
I have played all the Assassin's Creed games.
Okay.
To finality. And there's only been 1 or 2 where the endings were actually worth a damn. Usually you jump back into modern times, and it's, oh, I'm in the Animus, and who cares?
The Arkham games are probably the only ones recently that I have finished, and those endings were worth it. At least in the first two.
Which one was the one where he fought the huge mutant Joker?
Is that number one?
That one ended well.
Yes.
That's the only one I've finished, but that one ended well.
Yeah, number two was really good. I'm only halfway through number 3 because, I like to play games from 6, 7, 8 years ago.
I'm currently playing the game of the year from 2014, Far Cry 4.
See, and this is because
I'm cheap.
Cheap is part of it. Yes, yeah, I'm just as cheap as you are.
I know, but it's amazing to be able to go out. I bought Far Cry 4 for $15, which means if I pay $30 for the season pass, I'm all in for $45. And I get everything in the game.
It's the same thing I'm doing currently with Injustice 2, which I have not purchased yet, but have been watching for the price to drop far enough for me to justify paying for the ultimate upgrade.
It's got to be under 40.
Well, this one won't be.
That's my rule, is it's got to be under 40.
I bet you I put at least 80 into this.
No. I mean the base game.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Has to be under 40.
I've been watching for it to drop down, but the game looks amazing.
That's why I don't have GTA 5 yet. They keep whipping that horse, and I want GTA 5. It's just now under $40, but I'm like, it could come down a little bit more. That game's old.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and in our show, as you can tell, we frequently jump back and forth between the topics. There's no real topical sense to what we're doing.
This is what you should get used to, and we'll throw in some probably some trivia here and there. We'll have some games that we'll play. We may even have some special guest podcasters with us that roam in and out of our lives. Our wives, we keep saying we'll have a better podcast than us one day.
Easily.
But they refuse to do it. We're going to rope them in at some point.
We're going to get them. They're going to have their own show, and they're going to blow us out of the water. They're going to have 10 million hits on iTunes podcast, and
it's gonna be,
own us.
It's going to be two women putting up with two geeks.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's what they've been doing for all these years anyway.
It really is. Just to give you all a rundown, I just passed into my 40s, so child of the 80s, child of the 90s. Daniel, you were born in the 80s.
I was born in the 80s, but I still am a child of the 80s. It was early 80s, 82, yeah. So I got to witness most of the awesomeness that was the 80s.
So you'll certainly see the turn that our conversations will take over the months and weeks and years. As we explore all those things that kind of made us who we are, and the fact that pop culture then is probably better than pop culture now, but certainly pop culture at some point is pop culture.
That's true. And Jason may cry.
Daniel.
He's a crier.
Oh, no. At movies, I am a crier.
You are a crier.
Les Mis. I'll weep. Weep at Les Mis.
And then I tell him to put his panties back on.
Good movie. I'll weep at Braveheart. They didn't even wear panties. Just kilts. Nothing else. Even the
just
women.
Just kilts.
Just kilts.
Just balls to the wall.
Telling you.
How do you fight a battle with your boys swinging?
In wool. That's how. Makes you angry immediately.
It should make
you
angry.
You just get mad from the get-go. From the wool and the chafing.
And Jason is a Renaissance Fair advocate fan.
You can say nerd. I don't care.
Nerd is... I don't know that nerd's the proper word
geek?
For it.
Today. That's okay.
Ren Fair Geek's probably a good...
Celtic Games, Highland Games geek as well.
Yeah. So occasionally he'll throw some of that in there. We're both computer nerds.
We build websites.
We do.
So professionally, we actually get paid for it occasionally.
Eventually. But we kind of run the spectrum on the whole geek genre.
And we want to get you, our listeners, involved. So you can send us emails. You can hit us up on social media. You can even call us. We've got a phone number. We want you to help pick the topics. What do you want to hear about? What do you want to hear us discuss and debate and deride and shove derision at?
That was good terminology
that you used
that will confuse people.
I love it. That's why I did it.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for us, best way to reach us, email us, social@thisgeeksworld.com. You can call us, 865-26-GEEK-2.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, he set this up. I had no idea that he had set that up. That's amazing.
That is a
wow.
Google voice number. Google, the best company in the world that can't market themselves for shit.
They give everything away.
Here's a free phone number.
And you have voicemail on it. How much is that? Free.
And text to voice from the voicemail. So we're going to send you a text. We're going to ring your phone. We're going to do voicemail. And it's free. Why? We don't know. Well, couldn't you make money off this? Sure.
We'll just pass some ads at you and pretend we've made money.
Yeah, but we don't really care. And then we're going to buy YouTube and we're going to change the creator studio and it'll be better. How much does that cost? Nothing.
It's free.
It's free. We're Google. This is my Google voice. It's all free.
Wow.
This is Google voice.
Wow. That sounds more like a South Park voice.
No, it's Google voice. It's all free. You can have everything. We just made a new app. It'll come out and scratch back with your own phone. It's free.
See, and this is the point where I feel like I should cut him off.
Well, and probably for our first podcast, because we're nearing that 10-minute mark.
It's the magical 10-minute mark, which
we should
are
probably let
six
it ride
seconds
anyway.
Away from.
So, ladies and gentlemen, again, inaugural Procrastination Podcast.
Procrastination.
You're part of the nation, the Procrastination. See what I did there?
I like it.
I thought you might. Anyway, we will see you good people next week.
Thank you. Have a good one.
We're out.
This has been a ThisGeeksWorld.com podcast and was produced by Splash Media Works.